You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Okay, on today's show, we will get some firsthand perspective of how the president's tone seems to be changing, at least according to some of the Washington press corps. I don't know if they think that's good or bad. We'll ask. We'll find out. Shelley Goldberg here with some parenting help and much, much more. Breaking news as it happens. It's Kevin McCullough.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned his back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word. Read our Bibles and spend time with our families.
Okay, I ended yesterday's show with discussing what Mike Lindell had said just moments before from the White House Rose Garden. And here's the thing. I am ashamed of a certain segment of America today. Because when you look at what Mike Lindell did, what he said at the podium there in the White House earlier this week, when you understand what he has offered to do in terms of his own company, and then you see what happened on social media and Twitter in the 24 hours that followed, it just turns my stomach. I don't know what the progressive Twitter or the ragey Twitter or angry Twitter or cranky Twitter or whatever else you want to call them. But these professional haters who are so blinded by just this insane rage that they have against the president and anybody who likes the president or cooperates with the president or even says the president treated him nicely once seems to be in the crosshairs for these animals, these courageous keyboard warriors that are spending their quarantine time trying to tear down anything good that may come from this. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got a lot to get to. So what did he do? What did this American patriot do when he went and announced what he announced in the Rose Garden just a couple of days ago? Because minutes after he said it, Twitter felt obligated to just drop a nuclear bomb. These are terrible times we live in. I'm ashamed of many fellow Americans. Because what Mike Lindell did, at great personal expense and sacrifice to the welfare of his main business, his main revenue for how he supports his family, his pillow company, he decided to retool up to 75% of the manufacturing plant so that he could begin immediately producing these life-saving masks that everybody is weirded out about and bent over backwards about how we don't have enough of. And he's going to do it at cost. He's not going to make a dime off the thing. Something else that people didn't latch onto is that he also said that he is forming an inner circle of his business, basically, an inner advisory circle that's going to basically be dedicated to help coach other businesses, identify challenges and prepare for how to deal with the aftermath of the crisis. That there's such a problem in the small business world right now that there are going to be a lot of companies that need help in terms of figuring out how to survive. And they're going to provide that counsel and that coaching to them as just a good thing to do. Being a good American, helping other Americans in this time of need. And he's not the only one that's done it, by the way. You've had CEOs of major grocery and pharmacy and retail chains that all said a few weeks ago, we're going to open up our parking lots and we're going to, you know, that will allow people for drive-through testing. Now, to me, Lindell's sacrifice is much bigger. If you're going to give up 75% of your manufacturing capacity for this, this is like when they changed the factories into tank factories in World War II. We're identifying the enemy. We're all in. And here's the thing. What he said that was supposedly so offensive, causing this Twitter rage, was only 53 seconds of his total 2 minutes and 39 seconds that he had. So to break it down, he spent a minute 46 talking about the stuff that MyPillow is going to do and the way he's going to change what he's doing in order to help. And then he said, I want to go off script for a second, Mr. President, will you let me? And right there in front of the president, this is what he said to the watching world. Quote, God gave us grace on November 8th, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of schools and lives, and our nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, to read our Bibles, to spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope. Just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, lowest unemployment, wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president and vice president, this administration, and all the great people in this country, all praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that is stronger and safer than ever. That's what he said. A whopping 53 seconds. But progressive Twitter and leftist Twitter and godless Twitter and angry Facebook and all of them. How dare an American express his own faith while standing on the White House grounds behind a government-owned podium at the invite of the president, behind the seal of the president. This is what they were saying. Mind-numbingly stupid threads on social media. Shouting, violation of separation of church and state. Most of the participants, never even realizing that we're arguing about this, they kept invoking the Constitution. Constitution says separation of church and state. No, people, it's not in the Constitution. It's never been in the Constitution. You're wrong. If you're gonna say things, if you're going to put them on Twitter, at least try to get them right. Separation of church and state is from a private letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote. Then if you pushed back on any of these people, they would soften the criticism to say, well, maybe it's not constitutional, but by allowing the MyPillow guy to say that, the government didn't remain neutral in its position to religion, which is an irrelevant argument and also a false one. The First Amendment states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, nor prohibit the free exercise thereof. Government, specifically Congress, is therefore not allowed to bestow favors on people, say, who practice Buddhism, but then turn around to the Jews who observe Shabbat and say, you guys got to go to jail. Government's not allowed to create legislation that allows Muslims to quote the Quran or Muhammad and then turn to Christians and say, you can't quote, you know, the Gospel of John. In fact, the First Amendment goes out of its way to say that the government may not prohibit the free exercise thereof. So if ragey Twitter needed a reason for people's heads to explode, just imagine what would have happened if President Trump had actually uttered the same words that Lindell had, and he has every right to. You don't lose your constitutional rights when you become an elected official. Now, angry Twitter has every right to disagree with Mike Lindell. Liberals have every right to rave about maniacal, insane things all they wish. By the way, the same First Amendment protects them in doing that. When the First Amendment was crafted, Americans had escaped a tyrannical state church that meddled and disallowed independent belief in God. The founders never imagined a culture that would largely become haters of God, and thankfully, they had the foresight to protect against one if it did. But Mike Lindell's speech was not a violation of the Constitution. It was the First Amendment of the Constitution in perfect action. Cranky Twitter can go be a crank on someone else. He didn't violate anything. He was practicing his faith and encouraging others in their practice of faith to love our families more. Never realized that would be some sort of awful message, but I'm glad he gave it. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
WMCA's Pastors Appreciation event is our way of saying thank you to all the hardworking pastors in our community. So we invite all pastors to join us on May 29th at Anton's in Queens Village for a morning of fellowship, breakfast, and a special message from Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative. Complimentary pastor tickets can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listener tickets can be purchased at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College. Join us on May 29th.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In the midst of the coronavirus and the hysteria surrounding it, I've got good news for you. Did you know that if you have a boosted immune system, you are much more likely to survive this current epidemic and what we are dealing with than almost any other thing you can do to help yourself? That's why it's time to do what I've been doing. Bone up on your balance of nature fruits and vegetables. It's not a bulletproof plan to avoid corona, but you are giving your body a fighting chance with a daily dose of balance of nature capsules that have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies and all the phytonutrients that they make when they work together. Once you start taking it, I'm going to bet that you have the same results that a lot of other people have had, and you're going to tell others about it. So right now, Balance of Nature wants to help you boost that immune system by giving you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey right now to a better fighting chance health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special offer by using our discount code. The mission.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day. With ChristianHeadlines.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. With the coronavirus outbreak, it's critically important to wash your hands thoroughly, not touch your face, and practice social distancing. If you're a parent, it's also important to help your children cope with the stress and fear an event like this can bring. So remain calm, explain to your family all you're doing to protect them, and finally, slow down and enjoy your family's time together by having some fun. Remember, together we'll get through this.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Every weekday evening at 7, you're invited to tune in for a very special rebroadcast of the Joe Piscopo Show's Pandemic 2020 segment, where you can learn answers to the questions you're asking about the coronavirus. Submit your questions online at WMCA.com or call 877-970-2999 during the live segment every weekday morning at 9 on our sister station, AM 970, The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature. Helping your body help itself.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Looking to show your clients or employees just how much you appreciate them and really make your business stand out? I want you to take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room, a huge dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. It's the perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views of Manhattan. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. And the Atlantis is the perfect venue for corporate events. You could do weddings there, too. Anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs. You name it. And why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis right now. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention WMCA Radio and you'll get a free menu upgrade. Call 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
WMCA's Pastors Appreciation event is our way of saying thank you to all the hardworking pastors in our community. So we invite all pastors to join us on May 29th at Anton's in Queens Village for a morning of fellowship, breakfast, and a special message from Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative. Complimentary pastor tickets can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listener tickets can be purchased at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College. Join us on May 29th.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You and I have been, pretty critical of him from time to time.
Yeah.
This was a different Donald Trump tonight. I think he gets it.
So if Jim Acosta is saying that he thinks Donald Trump is getting it, is that indicative of the rest of the press corps? Let's turn to a columnist for The Hill, Kristen B. Tate, who's also the author of the new bestseller, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. We've got a lot to get into discussion with her about. Kristen, welcome back. Happy Corona Week 3.
Thank you, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Corona without the lime. That's what this is turning into.
exactly.
Anyway, before we get into shop talk, how are you holding up?
I am well. I'm up in New England with my family. We're all just kind of hunkered down and hoping that this ends soon so everyone can get back to life.
Yeah, no, I think that's the general feeling amongst most Americans and certainly all of the people that reside in the McCullough household at this point. But thanks for being here regardless. We got a lot to talk about. You're a penny pincher and you watch what government does by way of spending, and you've got some things to say about the stimulus that was just passed. I'll get into that in a second, but I want you to respond to what Jim Acosta started us out there with. He's I don't know what the frame of heart was that he said that to Anderson Cooper last night, but saying that this was a different kind of Donald Trump and that he gets it. Is the media finally, after 3 weeks of just all out panic and suffering by the American people, finally going to start doing their job and reporting the actual news and cut the president a little bit of slack? Or are they, or do you think this was just a mild moment of insight from Mr. Acosta?
I think that some in the media are beginning to realize that if they continue to be flagrantly dishonest, people will start getting angry, start tuning out, and catch on to the real agenda behind the anti-Trump coverage. It's like the boy who cried wolf. You know, if you say everything Trump does is bad, then, well, people assume nothing he does is really bad. So maybe people like Acosta are realizing that if they just keep saying every single thing Trump does is bad, it really starts to erode their own credibility, and people just roll their eyes and change the channel at some point.
I tend to agree with you, and I've said from the beginning, and I haven't said it a lot lately because no one's listening, but I said from the beginning, if everything he does is the worst thing that's ever happened to planet Earth, then pretty much nothing he's doing is that bad, because you just can't have, it can't be on full blast all the time and have any degree of credibility to it. So it's interesting And, you know, I want to get your take on this, too. I talked about this in the open, but Mike Lindell, of course, MyPillow is a sponsor to the show and a longtime friend. And I know him well. I know him very well. He actually has several little vignettes about me in his book that he just published. And I feel like I've really understood who this person was. He absolutely made coronavirus ragey Twitter go one step more ragey yesterday by just saying, speaking from his heart about a concern that he has about the country, and that from where he sits, he sees that it's his impression that we've abandon God in some respects, and that if we'll turn back to him, that we'll be a better country. I'm grossly summarizing his exact quote, but it was like 53 seconds of total time in the briefing. And to read Twitter yesterday, it was as though he had gone out and murdered a bunch of babies or something. I mean, it was impossible to see where this rage was coming from.
People who are, you know, leftists, this new strain of liberalism is full of anger and full of hate towards anybody who has faith or joy in their heart. It is so despicable, Kevin. Right now, we need more faith. We could use a little God in this country. And there are so many people out there, these keyboard warriors and these leftists, who just love every opportunity to tear down people of faith and to tear us apart at the seams. It is so destructive. And this is really what makes me worried more than the virus, is just how divided we've become and the pure seething hatred that we're seeing on the left right now. It's really, really terrifying and could have long-term consequences for this country. I mean, we're dealing with a real pandemic and an economic crisis right now. We need to come together. We need some faith. We need to find areas of agreement. And unfortunately, these trolls and these people with hate in their hearts are using the opportunity to score political points and put others down. It's really shameful.
It really is. And if he had never said anything about his faith in his statement and just said what he had said, that his company is going to try to help other companies survive and that he's going to make 50,000 masks a day indefinitely going forward, sacrificing 75% of his own company's productivity, I think everybody would be like clapping their hands and saying he's a hero, because he adds that little tiny personal viewpoint to it. He's now the spawn of Satan. I don't get it. Hey, your newest piece deals with the stimulus, and I know that the stimulus is a mixed bag for most people. It is for me. I want small businesses to be helped, but I'm sure that there's a lot of graft that's going to go through that process. What'd you find, and where can people read the piece?
So the piece is in the Federalist. And look, I know we need bold action right now. We need strong leadership. So I don't begrudge Trump and Congress for doing something and passing landmark legislation. But the waste in this bill is absolutely disgraceful. Only a small percent of the money is actually going to people affected by coronavirus and hardworking Americans. And politicians on both sides of the aisle, Kevin, used this bill and used the coronavirus panic to basically take a bunch of spending items that were left on the cutting floor during the continuing resolution debates last year and just discreetly slip them in this bill with no political blowback. That's how you end up with funding for refugee resettlement, the John F. Kennedy Performing Arts Center,
yeah, crazy
travel
stuff.
Agents, casinos, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah. All right, friends, go over to thefederalist.com. We'll also tweet it out with this broadcast as well. And read Kristen's latest piece, Kristen B. Tate at The Federalist, on the stimulus, waste, abuse, and fraud. Kristen, stay safe, be well. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kevin. You too.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or estate plan? The goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. Talk with Mike Connors in a free comprehensive telephone consultation and see how you can help protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult days. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Now is not the time to put it off. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors. Call 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. Or visit their website, connorsandsullivan.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Great news! In partnership with Salem Media Group, the free speech documentary No Safe Spaces gets special limited digital release. No Safe Spaces stars Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla and reveals how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and to share ideas. They do it in an entertaining and powerful way. No Safe Spaces released October 25th of last year. It reached 1.3 million at the box office and has a 99% approval rating on RottenTomatoes.com, the highest rating for any film last year. Critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this movie. After being passed over for distribution by major studios as well as streaming services like Netflix, the film has decided to offer the film on a limited release, then on DVD and digital this summer. Make good use of this time at home and watch No Safe Spaces. Share it with your family. No Safe Spaces is now available to watch for a limited time only at nosafespaces.com.
When was the last time you read the Constitution? Specifically, Article 1, Section 2. The Founding Fathers thought it was critical to count the population every 10 years so that congressional representation would be based on facts. And it also helps inform how billions in funding are spent every year. The census is our opportunity to be heard. And if you think about it, our civic duty.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
WMCA's Pastors Appreciation Event is our way of saying thank you to all the hardworking pastors in our community. So we invite all pastors to join us on May 29th at Anton's in Queens Village for a morning of fellowship, breakfast, and a special message from Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative. Complimentary pastor tickets can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listener tickets can be purchased at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College. Join us on May 29th.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and we are still operating in kind of a different situation. I am in a completely different studio, and Alex is working from home, and we're just pray for us. It's an interesting time for our country. And for those that we love and care about and all the things that we're dealing with. And it's one of the reasons why I'm really grateful that we have Shelley Goldberg each week to come with her kind of insight on parenting and to help us maybe shape this time a little bit differently than we'd be tempted to. And Shelley, it's always good to have you. Thanks for being back. I speak very personally when I say this, that if it's been a struggle for anyone, it's been a struggle for the McCulloughs, just because when you have three kids that just, you know, so desperately want to live life, and for the last now almost 3 weeks, their routine has become very very different from what it has been in the past, and very rigid and very almost limiting in many ways. Well, very, very much limiting in a lot of ways. There's a psychological factor to this that really does begin to set in. And so I think we need good reminders like the one you want to bring for us today.
Yes. And Kevin, there's no question. I mean, this is a terribly frightening time. And here we are being asked to stay in place, you know, to shelter in place and self-quarantine for certainly another a couple of weeks towards the end of April for sure. And I was thinking, you know, I really wanted to remind parents that as frightening as all of this is also a wonderful opportunity to teach our kids the most valuable life lessons and to show them what's truly valuable in life, because it's no longer abstract.
Right.
We're now actually living it. And so I think in the most powerful way, this is an incredible opportunity to teach our kids. And I'm talking about kindness, compassion, the definition of a true hero, not the Kardashians, not celebrity worship, but a true hero. Like Mike Lindell, you know, in his 53 seconds, I know that you wrote about it, you know, for town hall,
yeah.
But bringing our kids' attention to those things, sacrifice, the people who are standing up and being counted and talking about things that are important, like you and the hydrochloroquine, and bringing so much attention to that. And that's now has the potential to be an amazing game changer. But these are the values: kindness, compassion, the definition of a true hero, and sacrifice, the people who are sacrificing for us.
Well, and I think it may be on par. Like, I don't think that we've had anything in our history that's asked this much of us since maybe World War II. You know, I mean, and so it is a time to talk about big ideas and big values and why we as a family believe and adopt these values the way we do.
You're right. Big ideas, big values. And there are three things, Kevin, that in life we're called upon to do.
Okay.
Looking out for ourselves and our family, looking out for others, and doing what's best for our country. There's really three tiers that this pandemic is really bringing into focus. And by the way, before I go on, there was a wonderful article that inspired me to talk about this today. And I want to give credit to Claire Gillespie. She wrote a fabulous article in The Week, which is a news magazine.
Right.
But here are some things that parents can do.
Okay.
You don't want to focus on the frightening statistics. You want to point out and draw attention to your kids of all the millions of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, grocers, all those workers who are just working day and night to keep everything going. That's where you want to keep your attention. And I also think that you want to share stories of all the people who are showing kindness by delivering food to an elderly person, or calling on the phone to check on somebody who's alone and doesn't have anybody, you know, who's caring for them. And as a family, what I'd also suggest is that everybody read together to learn more about all the phenomenal research that's being done all around the world. It's so uplifting. I mean, there are scientists that are toiling day and night looking for those medicines, looking for those cures that are going to make a difference. And those are the kinds of things I would focus on with kids. You can also get together and then start brainstorming with your kids about the things they can do to help, you know, at the same time while maintaining the social distance. And for example, maybe each day it's 5 emails a day that everyone decides they're going to send to somebody who they feel might really need to hear, you know, from a friend, or they need an uplifting voice. Maybe it's you live in a house. Maybe it's putting messages on your windows so that people who are driving by, or if anybody's walking by, they see some uplifting messages. Yeah. Tape them right to the window. For older kids, you might have conversations about how this is all, how life is changing.
Well, the truth is, as you're pointing out, there are lots of options, and I'm so grateful. I want to make sure that we link that article with the podcast as well. And friends, if you missed any bit of what Shelley has for us each week, we've got that on the podcast as well. Shelley, thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you, so you can try on new styles in the comfort of your own home. Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to fit your budget. There's no subscription required, ever. keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for women, men, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
It says, in the land of Egypt, it was darkness in the middle of the day. And yet, Israel had light. And I believe with all my heart that God is going to protect his own in the middle of that frenzy. Because God wants the light of the gospel to shine brighter in the darkest moment.
If you would like to learn more about Jesus, visit ltw.org/Jesus.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Small business finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation, logistics, and more. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller every Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, I'm Steve Schwetz, host of Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. How are you doing with all this upheaval to your comfortable routine? Are you feeling a little anxious? Are you concerned for those you love? Well, don't think for a moment that God isn't fully present and fully in control. In fact, his glory is best seen against a backdrop of uncertainty and fear. We see that when we study God's Word. So join us on the Bible Bus on this station and build your confidence in Jesus Christ. You'll be so glad you did.
Want more of AM 570 The Mission and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for encouraging tweets, what's coming up on the radio, news from our ministries, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 570 The Mission. Come tweet with us.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
First, you mentioned Franklin Graham earlier.
Yes.
Talking to him. As you know, his father, Billy Graham, was a trusted spiritual advisor and friend to many presidents. A lot of your predecessors in times of national emergency reached out to pastors and other spiritual counselors. Have you done that during this national emergency?
Well, I never say that, but Franklin Graham is somebody that's very special. I have many very special people.
I have to think, as Greg Cluxton was asking that question yesterday, that there's been people that have wondered that very thing, and I'm glad that Greg asked that question, because it does give us some insight in terms of how the president is dealing with this crisis of all crises. I've been in talk radio since the Clinton administration, and I have yet to have seen or experienced anything remotely like what we are dealing with currently in terms of this national coronavirus crisis. So let's go to the White House. Greg Clugston, well, I'm assuming he's there. I don't know if he's holding up there or how he reports from the White House on a daily basis, if he's under some sort of quarantine as well. But Greg is the White House correspondent for Salem Radio Network and works there for Town Hall News and Salem News and files those reports regularly. Greg, it's been a long time since you've been with me, but I've always appreciated that you make time for us. Thanks for coming back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate talking with you. I was at the White House all day and for that evening news conference last night, but like a lot of Americans, working remotely from home today.
All right. Tell us a little bit about why you asked that question of the president in terms of wanting to know if and maybe who some of the spiritual advisors that he had reached out to.
Well, like you, I've been involved in radio and news reporting for many years, and I remember not long after the 9/11 attacks, being at the White House. I didn't ask the question, but I remember when George W. Bush was asked a day or two following those attacks, prior to the National Prayer Service that he had at the National Cathedral, about what he was thinking and praying about during that very challenging time after those attacks. And George W. Bush, who was very much more outspoken and comfortable speaking about his personal faith than, say, Donald Trump is, it was a very moving and emotional moment in the Oval Office. He fought back tears and was talking about how he was praying for peace and he was praying for comfort. And it was just an emotional time. I didn't know what to expect in asking President Trump that question, but there is, as I mentioned in my question, there is a rich history of American presidents leaning on people, faith leaders, pastors, other people that can provide spiritual counsel, not just during times, but especially during times of national emergency.
And right.
While the president last night didn't elaborate too much, he did express that he does have a close group of people that he relies on.
Well, and I thought that he was rather candid in terms of in response to you. And I have to also wonder, I wondered about it from this perspective, Greg. The press has not been kind to the president during this crisis. In fact, I think that yourself excluded here, I don't think there have been as many people trying to take what I consider to be cheap shots journalistically with the president the way I've seen it during this crisis. And this president has had his share of this stuff happening since he was elected. But I did hear Acosta say last night on CNN to Anderson Cooper that he sees a different Donald Trump now. And he's, in his words, is a Donald Trump that now gets it. I'm just curious, what is the decorum amongst that very kind of small group of people that are in that room every night now, getting the daily task force updates? I mean, there was some degree of complaints about this president, not necessarily from you, but from others saying he wasn't doing enough press availability and stuff earlier in his administration. Now he's on every night, and you've got some networks saying they're not even going to carry it. It's not newsworthy enough.
There was definitely a different tone in last night's briefing. Obviously, the grim estimates and projections that the task force were providing to the American people. I mean, these were the numbers of at least 100,000 deaths projected from the coronavirus. These were the numbers and projections that over the weekend the president was receiving and which led to him deciding to go forward and extending those 30 days of social distancing guidelines through the end of April. So, you know, the gravity of the situation was very apparent, and I felt like last night's briefing, which, by the way, clocked in at 2 hours and 11 minutes,
right,
was probably one of the more, if not the most, business-like briefings that this president has conducted, whether on this subject or any other subject. He sometimes can get pulled into, either a back and forth and a personality conflict with reporters, or he can make a lot of political statements in his answers. There wasn't hardly any of that last night, and I think it spoke to the gravity of the situation. I'll tell you that my radio booth at the White House is across the hall in the basement, working as space at the press area there from CNN, and I walked down the hall after the briefing last night. I walked down the steps with Jim Acosta, and I said to him, I said, when the president doesn't engage and when the press doesn't engage in kind of a nasty back and forth, we can end up with very substantive briefings, which is right. what we got last night.
Well, and I think that it's got to be hard. It's got to be hard to continue to come out. But, you know, his job is to show up. His job is to be there. His job is to answer questions and to report on the progress of, you know, whether we agree with the direction he's gone or not. His job is to stand there and to be accountable for it. And I'm not really that surprised that when he's had this kind of unfiltered, first of all, and kind of uninterrupted time on the screen with the American viewers, that his favorables have drifted upward, because I think they do sense that there's a problem solver. Again, whether you agree with his methods or not, they are thinking that there's a problem solver attacking a problem that is obviously historic in nature. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you, good job. You represented Salem Media well, and you got a really good substantive question out there. And I was pleased to hear his response. And I'm pleased to know that Franklin Graham's doing a lot. If you come up to Central Park right now, you'll see more Samaritan Purse tents than any other single group of relief efforts there. And that speaks well to the effort that they're putting forward. Greg Cluxton, SRN News, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, Kevin.
All right, Kevin McCullough, my final thought is just around the corner. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Evans with The Urban Alternative, and I am so excited to be this year's keynote speaker at WMCA's Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. I know how hard pastors work throughout the year, and I cannot wait to be able to say a few words to help encourage and inspire you. See you there.
WMCA's Pastors Appreciation event is our way of saying thank you to all the hardworking pastors in our community. So we invite all pastors to join us on May 29th at Anton's in Queens Village for a morning of fellowship, breakfast, and a special message from Dr. Tony Evans of The Urban Alternative. Complimentary pastor tickets can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listener tickets can be purchased at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College. Join us on May 29th.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In the midst of the coronavirus and the hysteria surrounding it, I've got good news for you. Did you know that if you have a boosted immune system, you are much more likely to survive this current epidemic and what we are dealing with than almost any other thing you can do to help yourself? That's why it's time to do what I've been doing. Bone up on your balance of nature fruits and vegetables. It's not a bulletproof plan to avoid corona, but you are giving your body a fighting chance with a daily dose of balance of nature capsules that have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies and all the phytonutrients that they make when they work together. Once you start taking it, I'm going to bet that you have the same results that a lot of other people have had, and you're going to tell others about it. So right now, Balance of Nature wants to help you boost that immune system by giving you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey right now to a better fighting chance health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special offer by using our discount code. The mission. Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit landmarkgold.com.
Cancer treatment with possibly a second chance for you even if chemo, radiation, or surgery didn't work? Meet New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist. It's the Radio Surgery Show with Dr. Gil Lederman, Saturday night from 6 to 8 on AM 570, The Mission.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live.
Easter e-greetings free for the sending at crosscards.com.
Like AM 570 The Mission? Then don't forget to like us on Facebook so you can find daily encouragement in your newsfeed, share your thoughts about the mission, read inspirational articles, interact with our hosts, and find more information about our advertisers. Like us on Facebook today.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The Attorney General's office, I want to amplify the announcement made yesterday that we will crack down on any physician or pharmacist or anybody else hoarding certain prescription drugs or inappropriately prescribing them to friends and family.
Another goofball governor that just doesn't get it. First of all, you can't hoard what has to be prescribed. So first of all, no average everyday citizen in New Jersey is going to be guilty of this under Governor Murphy's big tough man act there. What an idiot. Saying that he's going to play tough with pharmacies and with doctors because they don't have enough to worry about right now, Governor Murphy, in just trying to save the people that are sick. You've got to come over and show them your belt buckle. Show them what a tough guy you are. Doctors, by the way, don't have to abide by anything that you say right now, Governor Murphy, because the FDA has authorized emergency use. So the doctor can prescribe it for himself to take hydroxychloroquine so that he is protected while he sees his patients and deals with treatment for people. He is allowed to prescribe it for as many of his patients as he wants, as many clients as he has. There's no limit right now under the FDA for a doctor to prescribe hydroxychloroquine according to your standards, Governor Murphy. You don't get to rule. You don't get to make this decision. No judge would say you get to make this decision. You're a governor. You're a former finance guy. You don't know anything about medicine. And if you try to take these guys to court, I'm pretty sure that's what a judge would find. Lastly, Governor Murphy, you've got a tough job. I don't want to make it tougher by pointing out how wrong you are on all the things that you're wrong on. So let me just end with this one. There will be no shortage of hydroxychloroquine tablets, of chloroquine doses for the foreseeable future. Because 9 different big pharma companies, some of whom have plants in New Jersey, will be producing hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine at very advanced rates. We should have upwards of 250 million doses produced before April 15th. By the way, 250 million doses would be more than enough to treat and to cure every case that is currently active on planet Earth, and have many millions left over. So I appreciate it, Governor Murphy. That's a big, shiny brass one you got there. Big, shiny brass belt buckle you got there. But you just need to simmer down there, little doggy. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.